The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. The first wildfire evacuation order of the year has been issued in British Columbia. As Yasmin Rania reports, the flames in northern BC are spreading rapidly.
Ground crews and air tankers are responding to the wildfire that's burning around 10 kilometers of Chetwynd, a community in northeastern British Columbia. Mayor Alan Coutre says his community has suffered severe drought.
We've been worried about this since last year.
Officials suspect the fire, which has forced the shutdown of a highway between Chetwynd and Prince George, is human-caused. Sharon Nichol is with the Prince George Fire Center.
In the interest of public safety, general areas will be closed so that we can undertake those suppression actions.
Fire officials have ordered residents in nearby areas to evacuate immediately. More than 100 fires are actively burning in the province. Yasmin Ghaneya, CBC News, Vancouver.
A grand jury in Arizona has indicted 18 people on charges that they tried to overturn Donald Trump's loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Chris Mays is the Arizona Attorney General.
The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for.
Among those charged are Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Trump himself is not charged in this case, but he's described in the paperwork as an unindicted co-conspirator. In the U.S., tensions are high at many university campuses as groups of students protest against Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. Steve Futterman reports from the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, where protesters were arrested last night.
For hours and hours, these protesters were here throughout the day. They were finally told in the late afternoon that if they didn't leave, they would be arrested, and now these arrests have begun. They are very peaceful arrests. The 50, 60 or so protesters who decided to remain in the center of the park, arms locked, they're being called out by the police one by one. When each protester comes out, they put their arms behind their back. They are also read their rights. Meanwhile, outside of the park, just outside the park perimeter, there may be, I'd say, 100 or so protesters who are chanting, "Let them go, let them go." But this is coming to an end. Whether it will mean the end of these protests here is another question. Here at the University of Southern California, Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
Forecasters say El Niño is coming to an end, but there's concern that with global temperatures already warmer than usual, thanks to the release of greenhouse gases, we could face another record-breaking warm year. Nicole Mortellaro reports.
2023 isn't a year many Canadians will forget. It was the hottest summer on record, the hottest year, and we experienced the worst wildfire season in history. Now, there's the fear that we could be in for a repeat this year, even though El Niño is expected to end by the middle of spring.
So the long-term trends are not the surprising thing.
Gavin Schmidt is the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. He says 2023's anomalous rise in temperature could have been a blip. But
seeing, you know, how things are working out this year, it suggests that 2024 is going to be almost the same as 2023.
El Niño typically raises global temperatures in the following year, and 2024 has already started with record highs. With an early start to wildfire season in BC and Alberta, it's likely many people are anxious about what summer has in store. Nicole Mortellaro, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.